damn time. Rock on. Acknowledge my song. Bring my posse along to the party. Cause danger zone. From the heart is in effect. So I say, buddy, study. Think and learn. Dig the move we made. Stunning those that just can't behave. Discipline. Here's a hint. It's flow from the crew and too tough. All up in you with the formula coming from me, cause no one told ya of a logo or theory of saying this ain't no joke, Jimmy. I ain't playing. I'm hardcore, straight up raw. I'm the overlord, I door clocking. But no, as if you didn't know, fronting on the scene when it's time to go. Asking for a number from any member of the tough crew band. Remember, jacking on my tip, over tipping my shoulder. I'll be a soldier, a team roller.
Welcome, everybody, to the Spocast. Johnny Cashmere here. This is a big week for everybody. This is the Spocast before the big event, the silver anniversary coming to Harrah's Casino this Sunday, 4 p.m. Gotch versus Gulak, Blade versus Face, and of course, the Chester City Vendetta match with Tay-Rock, the battle rap legend himself, and Velcro, taking on South Philly's finest, managed by my brother, Declan Grant, and Christian Ross. Let's get some people in here right now, everybody. We got Phil. What's up, brother?
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Good, man. Good to have you. Welcome. And Skills, what's up, bro?
Poo, poo, poo. In the building. What it do? Gentlemen. Johnny, Phil.
But are you ready, Johnny? I mean, this is your week. 25th anniversary.
I am very excited. I'm very touched that people are going to come out to check out our event. I'm pretty excited. The mayor of Chester has been so wonderful, and all the people in Chester have been great. And I'm so excited that this Sunday, it's almost here. We are within 1 week. Tickets are available at SpoWrestling.com, everybody. There's still time. Get your tickets. And if you can't be there in person, if you live far away, if you're in another country, you can check us out on the Radiant app. All you have to do is go to the App Store anywhere. Anywhere you can get apps, pretty much. So Google Play, Apple App Store, check it out. It's called Radiant or Radiant TV. And it's only $4.99. So you can't beat it. So
word, download the app now. Get ready. Be ready. No excuses for Saturday.
That's right.
Me out there.
That's right. Get it ready because you're going to see all this stuff.
Salute. Yeah, this is a jam-packed event right here. It's super excited.
It sure is.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a great time. It's going to be an awesome time.
And our champion, the Feral Face, sent this in, guys. You want to see this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dude, there's no way to fake that, right?
Definitely not.
I don't even know what to say about that. Like the his level of intensity has always been high, but this is like a whole new element of him to share with us.
Then he puts the blade on Blade's head.
It's just, I don't know. It's just funny because we've been using the whole the blade imagery to push the show. You know, like right here, you see up top.
Right.
It's almost the same knife he had, too. I feel like we encouraged it by accident. I didn't mean to. There'll be no knife involved in the match.
You say that now.
I mean,
let's hope for the best.
It is demon territory. So, Phil, someone wants to know, what are your chances at winning the Skywalker Rumble?
I have the best chance because I'm probably the most experienced person in the Rumble.
That might be true. That's you might be right more there, experienced. You might be more experienced than any two people in the Rumble.
Well, we're not announcing anybody else.
We will. We'll announce some more this week.
I think
I was going to say, I don't even know everybody who's going to be in that. So I might be mistaken. But if you look at it right now,
digging the out skills, I think that means the outfit.
Appreciate you, Danger Ginger. Salute. Got the Chris Webber on.
Yeah, tell us about it.
94-95 Chris Webber. First year he went to the Bullets. Authentic. Appreciate you.
Phil, you knew that. You knew the year and everything of which Chris Webber it was.
Well, to be fair, I'm the president of wrestling, not of basketball, so.
Peggy, what's going on, Peggy? Yeah, he wore number 4 the year after this because somebody had his number, so he had to wear number 2. And then the year after, he had a number 4.
Fair.
Guys, there's another big show tomorrow night. My brother Robbie's going to be hosting it. I'll be there. Skills, you might be there. Rumor has it. But check this out. This is tomorrow night. This is Tuesday, 7 p.m. right here. Same place, same time.
You don't want to miss that one.
I swear.
He was there last week. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one this week.
I feel like last week seemed like it went like, here was a rail. And you went over there.
I don't even recommend you watching last week, Phil. It'll upset you. It's just, it went so off the rails. The things this woman said to me, Black Dahlia, last Tuesday, I was blushing in places I didn't even know I had places.
Fair.
So that takes a lot. Intrigued. Yeah.
Scarily intrigued.
Yeah. So if you want to watch that, it starts off with a Drew Gulak interview, which is great.
Whoa.
You know, he surprised us and showed up. It was phenomenal. And he's a great interview, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah. But then when Dahlia came on, she is just a horse of a different color is what I like to say. She is just, have you guys ever met her, Black Dahlia?
I don't think I have.
No?
You need to. You definitely need to. Yeah.
She's something else, man. She really
That's
is
a ball
else.
Of energy right there.
Okay. Yeah.
I might say.
Then she's beautiful, too. But she has a disease. She's got a CRPD, I believe it was called, if I'm not mistaken, or CHPD. Okay. A very painful disease. So The interview went from, you know, just zany and crazy to very serious and very heavy. And we started to touch on the fact that she may or may not have had a near-death experience.
Wow.
So it went all over the place. It was amazing. A lot of fun. And, you know, I felt like I wrestled that night. I couldn't sleep for like 2 hours afterwards. Were you up late that night, Skills?
100%. My adrenaline was pumping.
CRP.
It was like a high, and they didn't want to let me go. I'm like, damn, what just happened?
Yeah, it was a neat feeling, man. Usually you got to get out of the ring and you're all sweaty and have ringworm or something in order to feel that way, you know, but now we can just feel that way on our podcast.
That's amazing. Isn't Shout out it? To Tuesdays.
Yeah. Hell
Spoke
yeah.
City.
Yep. So yeah, after that, after her, the interview with Black Dahlia, I was, what's the word, Phil? I was scarred.
Yeah, scarred is a good word too.
Yeah, I can't think of a word. I was.
The podcast went over 2 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Traumatized. I was traumatized. So when I get traumatized, I watch things that are sure to untraumatize me, like Star Trek, something relaxed, something where you don't have to worry about anything. And this is what I see when I go to relax. I see this, guys.
4 attempts to induce sexual desire. By subjecting myself to erotic imagery.
You see what I mean? So I went right from the skillet, right from the frying pan into the fire with that.
I mean, but that was an intentionally funny, like an aside. If you watch the show, like he's an android. He has no emotions. Like, and yet he's trying to gain an emotional response by
watching porn.
Right.
Futuristic porn.
You know what? I have never gone down that path of like, oh my God, was he watching like a blue skinned lady with 5 arms?
He also said this.
debating whether or not to initiate another dream sequence.
Now, the dream sequence is our tag team move, so that's why that's funny. But you know what he meant.
Yeah.
He's saying, should I look at more porn? This is not what we're watching. This was not an after-school thing.
You're sexualizing Data, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm sexualizing Data.
Well, for that one particular line. The other
Dude,
one,
yeah. Go totally. Back and watch it. I used to come home from high school and watch Star Trek The Next Generation reruns at 5 o'clock. Looking back now, my parents shouldn't have allowed it. You should see some of the stuff. You should see the way Riker talks to the female underlings.
Yeah. Watching it back in that context, you're a little like, ooh. More Dude, than a little.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
Coach, what Looks up, like Coach? Coach C. Rob, what it do? Salute.
He had relationships with a lot of people on that show.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Coach C and I are working on something new, the Backseat Breakdown. This will be coming soon, presented by Best for Business, so look for that.
Nice.
I like it.
Definitely excited to see that.
That picture of me pointing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look around the nose area, the face, the mouth. Do I look a little John McChesney-ish?
I wasn't thinking John McChesney. The nose doesn't look like you to me.
Little Anthony. Yeah,
you look like Adam 22 from No Jumper.
Exactly. Rich Poe's in the house. What's up, Rich Poe? The Rich Poe Experience app coming soon. Check that out. Rich will be with us tomorrow night, as well as Big Rel is going to be stopping by tomorrow night. And we already saw that Angel Metro will be stopping by. So Big Rel, the battle rapper, tomorrow night. Skills, you're going to have some questions for him?
100%.
Good deal.
See where he's at.
I love it. So, guys, I've been waiting. We got a lot to talk about. We can go through the event. Absolutely. Like I said, tomorrow night, Robbie's have got his show with Angel Metro. Wednesday, we're going to have the Taking It Home preview and predictions episode with Danger Ginger and Chef the Ref and BJ from BJ Drinks Beer. So that'll be Wednesday at 7 o'clock, you guys. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up. So thanks for being here this week. Not as big as WrestleMania week, but pretty big.
Hey, it's a big week for us.
Bigger for me.
It's a big week for you.
What did you think of WrestleMania week, Phil? When we were kids, it was Sunday afternoon and that was it.
Right.
You know, now it's like a female's birthday. It just goes on and on. It's a month long extravaganza.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? Because now Mania Week feels like it's so many things. You have the independent shows that cover the geographic area where WrestleMania is at every year, and now you have two nights of WrestleMania.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of the events that happened, the independent events, didn't get a lot of buzz or talk. There's moments, there's individual moments that did. Like, I saw the stuff about, you know, Fuego unmasking everywhere. Like, I think that was like a big, big element that came out.
Right. But did he retire?
That's the question.
He left his boots in the ring, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he took off his mask, took off his boots and walked away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did he do that? Was it a GCW event?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was him versus Atticus Cougar. Mask.
Oh, that was for career, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They did that well.
And then, of course, you get two nights of Mania where... And I kept going back and forth, like, you know, in the way I view wrestling, because having the wrestler lens, it's... So I look at wrestling different than a lot of other people, I think. And yes. And as I watched Mania, I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like this isn't just... I'm not as soaked in as I have been sometimes in the past. And watching night one, I was like, some of this doesn't feel as finely tuned as Manias have been in the past. Like the match quality, even some production elements, like some interesting camera choices at times, like they did, or they didn't have like quite the right angles or something. Like that's weird. Cause I mean, WWE's the probably not just for wrestling, cause it is for wrestling, but in the world, one of the top production companies in the world. And I was like, something sure. Just feels a little off. Visually, you cannot compete with them. Like, visually, they have it on lock. Like, you know, they do amazing stuff. Timing is down. But just, I felt a couple things came very close to just being a little bit messy if not outright messy. And that threw me off because I'm like, this is the WWE and it's WrestleMania. You have a ring that you've had access to for somewhere for all week to like get ready. Like what's going on? Night one more so than night two, I think was plagued by a lot of that. Night two felt a lot tighter. But I felt like some of the matches just didn't rev up for me. And I don't know if night two was because I was sort of disgruntled with night one, thinking like, I never got out of this little rut that it was in. And so I caught myself. I was like, we were like two or three matches in. And I was like, I'd been sitting on my phone. I'm like, why am I doing that? Like, I'm here to watch Mania.
Let me ask you something. Since I've been back in the wrestling business, I've been watching wrestling less.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch wrestling, right, are you still able to enjoy it the way you used to, or do you find yourself critiquing it automatically, like without even thinking about it?
Not, I typically don't go into a critique unless like something has gone wrong. Like, huh, that's weird. What just happened? And then my brain starts to go down that path. Or I have a neighbor who's a big wrestling fan. And so every once in a while I'll watch something with him and he'll ask me questions during it. And sometimes I'll go down that path, but I have found when I'm sitting, typically if I'm just sitting down in front of a television, I have a computer next to me as well. And that's when I work on like the indie calendar. Cause that's my downtime. So what I found was sometimes when wrestling's on, I'm not watching wrestling for the wrestling. When I hear noise, right, when I hear a promo, when I know there's something outside of the action in the ring, I start right. looking. I'm like, I shouldn't be like that. Like I should be into the wrestling and what's happening on the product.
Well, let me ask you guys this, Kills, especially, I want to hear your opinion on this. When I was younger and I would watch WrestleMania, it would have a special feel the whole time from beginning to end. You waited all year for WrestleMania. Now that it's 2 days, now that it's two nights, now that you're watching WrestleMania on Saturday, knowing that you still have the next day to go, does Saturday still have that same WrestleMania feel? Like, you know how Christmas Eve used to have a feel? And the night before going back to school had a feel, you know. Does Saturday WrestleMania have the same feel as what I'm asking?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it did not feel that way at all. It felt like a regular pay-per-view. And it actually messed up night two for me and my family because they were already feeling wronged by night one. Because it was, you know, it was awful. No disrespect to nobody, but yeah, no, I didn't enjoy it at all. So night two was pretty good, but yeah, no, it turned off a lot of people from night one. So definitely not. It definitely didn't feel special at all.
Well, let me ask you something. If you're running the company, okay, you're Triple H, you're whoever, right? Are you worried about a hook at the end of Saturday to get people to come Sunday? Or would you be more worried about a hook Sunday to get people to continue watching on Monday?
I feel like it should have been Saturday to Sunday because I feel like it's a different crowd on Monday anyway. Like you get that hardcore crowd on Monday regardless what happens on WrestleMania. And the best crowds are always on Monday anyway. So it should have been something from Saturday to Sunday, I feel like.
The Raw after WrestleMania, historically, was the closest thing we had in wrestling to a season reset. You know, there's no off season in pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing we've had historically was night after WrestleMania Raw. And now they embrace that. And now it's part of the WrestleMania week. You know, it didn't used to be that way. So that's why I say it's like a female's birthday. It just goes, it starts. When did WrestleMania week start last week? On Wednesday?
Tuesday.
And it went through it on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally a week.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think the stream went for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And that's each night. Like, that's each insane, night. Bro. Like, that's crazy.
Kevin Nash had a really good line once. He said, you know, my favorite show is whatever it was, Homeland or whatever. He said, and I watch it every week. He goes, but if it was 3 hours every week, I don't think I'd watch it. And that's my favorite show.
What's funny is a lot of the comments that people have made about Raw being on Netflix is that it being only 2 hours, they're feeling like they're not getting some of the same kind of content. I'm like, that's so interesting because we've reflected on, man, that feels so long when it was three that, you know, they went that maybe it was too long. So I feel like you have to find out where is that grace, like where is that balance between the two to get fans the way you did.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Guys, any highlights? Did any of you have any highlights for Mania?
Well, didn't I guess Stone Cold ran into someone with his four wheeler?
Oh, but did you see him that he didn't catch the ramp to go into, like, yeah, he went under it. Yeah, he had to do a little U-turn, go back into the ramp. Yeah, he was feeling nice, huh?
Should he have been operating a motor vehicle?
yeah, Stone Cold. Shout out to Stone Cold.
Now, I thought he'd abstained from alcohol. Like, was he just having driver error? Like,
I don't know. Maybe he never drove. Maybe they say if you turn the wheel a little bit too fast, it does, you know, it's easy to overcompensate on one of them. Plus, he's driving on mats.
Yeah. Right.
Probably couldn't feel it under him. And then didn't Dominic something with that hit a person too?
Wasn't driving. He was a passenger. And that
what happened there?
I'm trying to remember the clip because I think I saw it like late last night. He was in like one of those golf carts that have like nine seats, so a really long one.
And like a Dominic Muppet golf cart.
Right. Like he's in the middle of it. And there's a driver that's going and it looked like somebody walked in front of the cart. Now I can't say if that was an intentional walking in front of the cart or, you know, the person was just walking and didn't know that there was a cart coming. And
we'll wait for the documentary to find out.
Right.
The dark side of the ring. That's so I just can't like how many people were in this building that motor vehicles were being driven around at crazy speeds.
Right.
I mean, you think you're safe if you're around the ring, the barricades.
Right.
Those barricades look sturdy as hell. Yo, if I was a kid and I had those to play with my G.I. Joes and stuff, man, that would have been a very happy childhood.
So what was it? Night one was sold out with 61,000 people and night two was sold out with 63,000 people.
So what?
No, because you had said how many people were in the building. And I was like, well, depending on what night and what they said was sold out attendance.
Well, the first
night. Yeah, I saw videos of a lot of empty seats, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of what we were saying, like, you know, it's a lot of wrestling to sit through. I think on night one, a lot of people didn't come for their seats and they came night two.
And then night one, I saw a piece of it closed, too. Like it was closed off. It wasn't all taken.
Mm-hmm. I did think it was neat that in the entranceway itself, you had like this seating that was like integrated as part of the entryway.
That was neat, right?
Yeah.
I saw pictures of that. Do you think that was like super, like you had to know somebody to get those, right?
Probably. Or maybe they did do some random pulls for it because, you know, how do they assign that seating and map it out? Like I could totally see where they might have, you know, done some random pulls.
It was probably the royal family from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, he was there. He was in.
No. Did they show him?
They showed him. He was in the near the front row at some point.
Wow. That's balls.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking amongst us.
I'm trying to think. They showed him, Kittle. They showed Stephen Amell. They showed the owners of AAA.
Former.
Right.
So now we know why WWE was so keen on going after Penta and Rey Fénix, not obviously because they're talented as hell. I'm not taking anything away from them, but now you're starting to see the current wave, the current trend. You know, luchadors are money, right? I mean, after being in the bloodline, what's the next best thing you can be in WWE right now? Mm-hmm. Probably getting damn close to being a luchador, unless you're a Rhodes, right? What do you think? Yeah,
Penta on fire right now.
I'm, you know, I always want to see what they do with it, right? Like I'm like, I'm willing to wait out for something if the story is going to deliver something to me, right? So with AAA, I don't want to rush to a judgment on like, oh, they're going to do all these great things. Oh, it's going to up their AAA's production. Is WWE going to be that focused about a production that's existing in Mexico? Are they going to be like, do your own devices, but we support you, and here's the ways we're going to support you? You know, how does all this work? It does. They have already announced a joint WWE NXT AAA pay-per-view coming up in June, which part of me called Worlds Collide. And part of me is wondering, like, this sounds like a perfect opportunity to go, hey, and TNA, you know, you just said Joe Hendry on it. You know, could that be incorporated too? I think that would be an excellent opportunity, an excellent spot.
Interesting. I had no idea about all that. Now, you know how a couple years ago or a couple decades ago, whenever it was, they kind of went around and started buying everything up, libraries, everything, you know, and started conglomerating everything into one, all the territories, blah, blah, blah. Could it be that they're just starting to do that with the whole world now? They're doing it with other countries, you know, because now I'm hearing rumors that Puerto Rico could be next.
I wouldn't be shocked. And there's always, it seems like there's always been a good working relationship with, is it, and I'm going to probably mess up the right letters, so I apologize. Is it WWC in Puerto Rico and the WWE? I feel like there's always
been Wrestling Council.
Yeah, because that's Carlito's family, isn't it?
I always get confused if it's Carlito or Carlos.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know.
But it seemed like there's always been
a history like I should.
But it does seem like there's always been a strong connection regardless. And the success that they had when they went to Puerto Rico, what now about a year and a half ago,
right?
That, you know, they blew the roof off that place.
Yeah.
Well, my mind goes to, remember when they were starting the WWE Network and it was a suppository of footage at first of just, let's put our footage together. I'm starting to wonder if there's some sort of suppository. Is that the right, is suppository not the right word?
That's not the right word. Always a what?
Suppository, something you take to go to the bathroom. What am I talking about? Repository.
Okay, yes, repository.
Like a storage place for information.
Okay, yes, repository.
It was like, yeah, now I'm lost.
You see, you were talking about the WWE network.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder if there's going to be some repository WWE's putting together where they're going to say, here's all the Mexican AAA stuff, and here's the stuff from Japan. Maybe they're going to get
that'd so be like, fire.
That's what I'm wondering, if there's going to be this like curated library of footage that the WWE says, this is ours. What do you think, Phil?
So, I mean, one of the great things that WWE has been able to do, is that they have leveraged their partnerships with like every major media platform that's out there. I mean, they have an association with Fox, with NBC and Peacock. And I mean, Xfinity was one of the major sponsors for WrestleMania, and they, you know, had commercials all through. So it's sort of like, is there a presence on Univision that have, but that's already associated with Peacock. So, you know, is that just something else that gets added to the Peacock platform? Will that help them leverage, the Spanish speaking population on Netflix, you know? So I think they have so much room that I think they can play with for all of that content. And in other countries, the WWE network is still a thing, as a streaming platform alone. I think it's going to modify over time. Cause I know the Netflix deal sort of modifies some things going forward. Cause I'll be honest, a couple months ago, I think I was on the show and it was like, oh, I thought Mania was on Netflix. I really thought that.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
And maybe that's something that's coming in the future, but
you would think that would have to be the goal. I don't know how that would work, but you'd think it would have to be the goal. I've never purchased anything through Netflix before myself. Yeah. I didn't even know there's ways to even do that, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything come up that says, oh, pay that for this.
Right. Never. Not through Netflix. Yeah. I've not seen that. Max is experimenting with that, right now because, you know, they have AEW content. And so they can do the dual streaming live of like Dynamite, but they don't have and purchase for a premium cost like All In. Right. And that's why they're still on the other platforms until Max can figure it out, because it's new for them. And so they have this current agreement until then Max is ready to go and they'll launch a pay tier to be able to watch the pay-per-views directly through the same thing you can watch the regular television on.
Interesting. Wow.
We've made streaming cable. We've made streaming like our new cable services.
Yeah. Did either of you watch the Hall of Fame?
Did not.
Me neither.
I heard it went late, but I did not watch.
Well, I have a, remember when we had the Eric Bischoff stuff we did the other last time and we kind of like analyzed him and everything. Well, I have another video we can analyze a little bit. All right, you guys, let's check this out. All right.
Let's go.
We'll just watch it first, and then we'll go back and watch it again. And all right. For anyone that can't see, this is Bret Hart, who looks an awful lot like who, guys? Who does this look like? I didn't think it was Brett. I thought it was Ric Flair. I'm sorry. That to me looks like Ric Flair. Does it not look like Ric Flair?
It's close. With the hair, I can sort of see it.
Yeah.
That's who I thought it was at first. No, it's Bret Hart. So Triple H gave him the good old handshake, the old worker shake, the old glad hand. Hey, good to see you, Bret. Hey, brother. And Bret like rolled his eyes at him. All right.
He could have been doing that to somebody in the stands or something. You don't think? Yeah. You know how they like to take stuff out of context.
Right.
Like, yeah, who knows?
By this point, you know, was it hour five that they had been standing on a stage and he's like, all right, I'm over it.
So wait, so if it was, that's okay. Bret was cranky.
He's an older gentleman now.
Sure, he's OG. He could do that. But, you know, they just probably put that for views right there. Bret Hart can't stand Triple H.
Of course. Right. But look how Bret wore like a pastel pink shirt. Isn't that beautiful? Like
I love pink.
It's pink and black.
But it works for him. You know what I mean? Like, that's so, it's understated.
Oh, yeah, gee.
I don't know, man. I see, I feel like Bret probably did do that. He seems like he would have done that, right?
Yeah, that's how they put it. A lot of people would have believed it. Believe it, right?
You got to be careful when you're up there on TV. What you do, people watch. Like remember when Linda McMahon was addressing Congress and you could see Triple H right behind her?
When everybody was saying, like,
you drink, he was gonna do that. Yeah, he wanted to. That's it. Memory, muscle memory.
That would have made me
like he don't drink water regularly, like he wants to spit out water every time he drinks it.
Right. He can't help it. He just can't even help it. He's just gotta do that. But guys, the big Battle of the Billboards goes down this Sunday. This is a big one. We're going to hear Tone Love's new custom rap. Vinny Pacifico makes his debut. Miami Mike of Post Game is with Lavari. Lavari
he's making a single debut too, right? Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yep, his singles wrestling debut. Lavari also was on a Times Square billboard. So both Vinny Pacifico and Lavari been on Times Square billboards. Lavari, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, has been charting in the UK Billboard pop charts.
Top 10. He's top 10 right now.
Top 10. It's just literally any way you can use the word Billboard, we're using it, and it fits for this match. So tickets on sale at SpoWrestling.com.
Guys, yeah, shout out to Tone Love, though, for that fire intro song.
Hell yeah.
For that classic. So I'm excited to hear what he got for Spo.
I'm excited too, man. What a great guy he is too, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's a Philly legend right there.
Absolutely, man. And his Run Sanaya Run charity is just, it's a beautiful charity to raise money for people that might not have the help they need when you're raising special needs children. So it's really just a beautiful thing. So we're always happy to have that and have him. Yeah, so do you guys want to do some important news headlines? We got a little bit of time. You want to hear some?
Let's go.
Want to do one?
Let it.
All right, here's one. You guys seem to like when it's about New Jersey skills. So we're here. I found a good New Jersey one for us. New Jersey hairstylist charged with trying to hire a hitman on Tinder to kill her ex and his daughter. So First of all, why do we need to know she's a hairstylist? Is that pertinent information to this headline, people?
Right.
And who goes to Tinder to look for a hitman?
Not me.
That's wild right there.
Where do you go to hitman?
And then you don't want to just kill the guy. You want to end his child's life, too. So that's wild right there.
That's
okay. Bad. I'm not going to lie. When the picture first pulled up, there's a familiarity in that face. Who do you see when you look at this face?
I don't know.
It looks a little like Sonny.
I was going to say Tammy. Oh, my God. But that wouldn't be hairstylist.
Right. Right. Then it would be pro wrestler.
Is that her current occupation?
No, but she'll always be connected. WWE superstar. It'll always be that connection.
Phil, I feel like when these go up, you need to read the headline in like a newscaster would.
Okay.
All right. All right. Here's a good one, you guys. Ready? This is very important news that we need. Breaking news, everyone. Ready? Go ahead, Phil.
Mick Jagger and longtime partner Melanie Hamrick got engaged years ago.
What?
Like, that's a headline?
Isn't there a statute of limitations where, like, if you didn't break this story in a certain amount of time, it should just remain unbroken? Like, where's journalistic integrity in this? And this thing gets so many views. And look at the difference between the color in his teeth and the color in her teeth.
That's an OG right there. That's a pimp right there. Shout out to him. Shout out to Mick Jagger, yo.
All right. So here's a question. Longtime partner, how long do you think they've been together?
Yeah, weeks.
Right.
Weeks. Yeah, weeks.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, he's 81. I was going to say the wrong age for her. Never mind. I totally wrong. Yes. What I was going to say, because I was like, man, she looks amazing. She's beautiful. For the age.
She is beautiful, though.
They have a son together already. Yeah, you can
tell which one takes care of their teeth and which one doesn't. Exactly. Well, Robbie's going to kill me for using TMZ tonight because that's our gimmick tomorrow. But I had to show this one. I was like, come on. All right. How about this? 81
years old.
That's how old was she?
I couldn't find it. I'll see if I can find it.
Melanie Hamrick. She is pretty. She knows what's up.
Yeah, you know he wasn't going to bag. Okay. You know he wasn't going to bag. Ugly duckling. Mick Jagger.
Hell no. How about this, Phil?
Ed Sheeran to transition to country music?
So he's going to identify. He's going to identify as country after from this point forward. Is that allowed?
I mean,
they do that a lot.
Chaperone, Beyonce.
So what is this going to require a third bathroom in public bathrooms in any way, shape, or form? No. No, right?
No.
But that's how they make it sound. He's transitioning. He's thinking about transitioning.
So a lot of the artists that have crossed over into different genres of music are all saying it's music. Like I may be known for this one style or genre of it, but I like music overall. And there's commonalities between different threads of music. I mean, what, we had Billy Ray Cyrus and Nas X doing stuff together. Like,
I don't even understand.
I'm interested in what he puts together. Well, British pop country.
He's transitioning. God bless him. God bless him. Now, did you guys, we're going to look at some style here. Okay. Now, I don't know a lot about style, but you tell me. Let me get this banner off so that I want you to see this in all its glory. All right. Are these socially acceptable to wear on your feet? These things Pedro Pascal wear.
What the hell is that?
I can't even tell what they are.
They're like these weird boots that come up to your knees, but he's wearing them with shorts.
No.
And they're like black leather, but it looks like he could like I don't know how to explain it. Like he could be a beekeeper maybe with these boots, or like he could be in the sewers maybe. And like poor Sigourney Weaver is just standing there.
I love her.
Skills, would you wear shorts if you were going on stage to be for Disney?
Yeah, that's not the shorts is not the problem. It's those boots.
So maybe I'm just a wrestler, but I feel like if he just had knee pads on, he would look fine.
It does look weird. It looks weird.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean,
I had this conversation with my mom yesterday, and my mom was talking about some stuff like the way people did things when she was a kid. And it's like, you know, you got dressed up when you went out.
Right.
You got dressed up to go to a wrestling show. You got dressed up to fly in an airplane. Like,
it's true. You did. You got dressed up to go to church.
Right.
Every week. But yeah, I was telling you guys
that's about where it came from. That I was like, where was the connection? And that was the connection. Was you got dressed up for church every week. And then
for church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. So yeah. So guys, check this out. The Tay Rock and Velcro. It's going to be their first time tagging. It's Tay Rock's first match. They're going to have MLJ in their corner, and they're going to be against Grant and Ross. This is going to be crazy. I'm so excited for this one. This is definitely worth the price. If you can't make it there in person, Check out Radiant, download the app, pay the $4.99, and watch just for this match alone. You're going to get your money's worth, everybody. So check out SpoWrestling.com is where your tickets are.
I want to see if Robbie and MLJ go to blows.
I wouldn't be surprised. If MLJ's wearing boots like Pedro Pascal, they definitely are going to go to blows.
Nah, he definitely won't. That's my boy right there.
I feel like MLJ could pull it off, though.
Well, if somebody got to do it, it'd be him. Not Pedro, man.
Unbelievable. Speaking of, look, there's Angel Metro in a SPO shirt. She's going to be Robbie and my guest tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Angel Metro. I'm so excited. Look at her. She just something about her. You just want to be around her. You just want to take in her energy. Very excited to get to know Angel. So tomorrow we're going to try to delve in and find out some more about her. If you saw last week, you know how serious and how real things got with Black Dahlia, God bless her. So you can only imagine what's going to happen tomorrow night. So don't miss that tomorrow night right here, 7 o'clock. Just check out on YouTube, search Spocast or Spocast Official, and don't miss it. So there you go. So guys, did you see another thing happened here where someone got a guy in Nevada had 7 emotional support tigers. 7. How does this man get on a plane?
Right.
Does he have to carry one with him? Like 7 emotional support tigers.
Oh, they let him into Walmart with him.
Absolutely. I feel like we should just get it over with and just have emotional support people. Honestly, I would probably do that with my time. I'd donate a few hours a day, right, as an emotional support person.
You notice that on, I don't know if it was real or not, but on Uber, you can have a walking buddy.
So
what?
I had to read this article because I was like, where is he taking them? Like, how did he get caught? And it was that apparently he did have them loose on his property, off the property, in the desert. There's been social media posts with him, with people interacting with the cats, which is also apparently a big violation. Didn't have permits, like all this stuff.
So he flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
He should have just left them in their cages and continued to abuse them, and he would have gotten away with it.
They were living the life.
He's letting them out there run around in Area 51, and he's wondering why they're coming back lime green. And of course they're going to get taken away from you. Plus, the tigers are on everyone's radar after the guy in Florida, the Tiger King.
Right.
So you can't get away with anything. He'd have been better off keeping lions.
So apparently there'd been a back and forth legal battle between them. Like, they were like, hey, you need to get rid of them. Take the animals off your property. He counterfiled a suit against the county for $1 million in damages for intentionally interfering with their business and private life, causing extreme distress due to the threat of the county taking away what the county has recognized as their emotional support animals.
Their business.
Yeah.
So now I'm starting to think they're training emotional support tigers. That's what's going on. There's the scam.
But how there's something else. There's other stuff here, because it's like, so he had a handgun in his possession. Okay. But it triggered, this is a quote from NBC News, triggered a charge of possession of a gun by a prohibited person. Why are you prohibited?
To have a gun?
Probably got a felony.
So, like, yeah, he had a felony, right. He had something else. There's something else there that we don't know the whole story. I think more of the story will come. He'll be the new Tiger King. He'll be the Tiger Granddaddy.
He will be. No, I think you're right about that. Did you guys see this? Disney Villains Land is coming in 2029. Yo, I will go to that.
I think a lot of people will. I think, especially if you gear it more adult, I think a lot of people will.
The villains are awesome. You know, it's like when we were kids, everyone loved the good guys and everyone hated the bad guys. And then in like the 90s into the 2000s, it switched, you know? And I feel like that switch that happened in wrestling then is just now, it's like grabbing a carpet and going, whoosh, it's just now rippling down to Disney.
Well, you have what's going on. Like, one of the biggest movies of the year was Wicked. Like, you had the story of the Wicked Witch of the West. Her name is the Wicked Witch of the West. And let's show her redemption story.
Right.
How she really wasn't wicked all along.
Right.
Or how does wickedness happen?
we get, I don't know how many movies I've seen in the last couple of years where Santa is the bad guy. Lucifer, I like the show Lucifer. I did like, but then it's like he's redeemable in the end. And so it's like, all right, we have all of these shows, but if a brand new Highway to Heaven came out,
Michael Landon
with Michael, I don't know who would be the new Michael Landon. Chris Pine is the new Michael Landon.
Sure.
Would it be received in the same kind of way? Wasn't there another Angel show recently? But yeah,
it's hard to say. I feel like near death experiences and stuff is almost becoming in place of religion for some people. That's some people they're unlocking the key to spirituality through things like near death experiences and psychedelic trip reports and things like that. And, 20 years ago, I think people would have been like, oh, that's horrible. That can't be happening. But I think people are starting to realize as long as your mind's awake, it doesn't really matter what got you there. And that's not condoning drugs in any way, shape or form, but there's other realities out there. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Everyone sees it. Everything's changing. Physics is starting to prove stuff that we thought was magic before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
We had this whole conversation before the show about the Mandela effect and things that we remember. Like, what is it? The Fruit of the Looms logo? Does it have a cornucopia in it or not? Like
the Bernstein Bears, right?
Mm-hmm. Bernstein or Berenstain? Like,
yeah, exactly. Remember the Bernstein Bears?
But I mean, think of what's been going on lately. Okay, so we had the Pope passed away. Mm-hmm. God bless him. All right, that's a big deal in my world. I'm wearing my Archangel shirt for it. You know, you mentioned Satan. Satan was a seraphim. He was an angel, you know? So, you know, an angel is just a being, you know? And I think that when we lose someone like the Holy Pontiff on a day like today, you know, Christians, Catholics around the world feel it, you know, because he's a leader to all of us. And, you know, I just feel like so much is changing in the world today that you don't have a direct line anymore. You know, like the Pope tweets, you know, the president tweets, you know, Skills, Phil, there were days that would have been unheard of for people to do that. So
Donald Trump and the UFC.
Right. So much is changing.
I remember some of the conversations because I think Barack Obama was the first president. I don't think he was the first president with a cell phone, but I think he had a private, like a personal cell phone too. And it's like, but you still need all these levels of encryption and all this stuff that has to be on it. And he tweeted. I think he was the first president who tweeted. So it's like all then the new security parameters and the recording of information that goes on with being the president, because there's an official act about storing all of that content and communication. It's insane to think of now. It isn't just, well, when I went on the news and I did this thing or when I had this interview, now it's, oh, I can tweet instantly. I can send this message out. It's so many different layers of things.
It is. You're absolutely right. And everything's great, you know, when the technology's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it doesn't work, things go bad. Here's something I found, you guys. This actually is a perfect segue for this. Look at this. Three men tragically lost their lives after Google Maps leads the car off an incomplete bridge and it fell into the river. So, you know, they're just blindly following the GPS. I mean, we've all done this, right? Like, we should all be dead according to this. Like, I just can't even imagine. You're driving and all of a sudden you just go over the cliff.
Yeah, you don't see no cars. Like,
right.
I'd at least be slowing down.
That's strange. I don't know.
I would like to imagine at the front of the bridge that there were signs, that there was something blocking.
Well, that's what they're mad at, that there wasn't, because it was in India. But still, terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the emotional support tigers when you need them, I guess? Jesus. But look at this, you guys. So many other things happening in the skies. Like, so I said, first of all, so the Pope passed, okay? Probably on Easter, by the way. I don't know if he did pass on Easter, would they even tell us? I don't know. And then what about Mount Etna erupted in Italy? That's insane. And then now we have this stuff happening. Did you see about this? a smiley face alignment is going to appear on the 25th, which is Friday.
That's just freaky. That just looks freaky.
Isn't that crazy? Like, Ruthie J is all smiles, right? And she's wrestling on Sunday. This is a good little welcoming committee. But, like, crazy, right? And then check out...
Has that ever happened before?
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Yeah. Right?
And this is on the heels of there was a pink moon last week. There was a red moon the week before. We've also had some eclipses. Like, this has just been a crazy time lately.
2025.
There's a big meteor shower tonight.
A meteor shower tonight. And what about this? The red sprites. Have you heard about this?
Red sprites? I have to look it up now.
They appeared over France. Large-scale electrical discharges that they look like these, like, people. That's crazy.
I like it.
Space jellyfish.
They look like a space jellyfish. Or, like, you know what they kind of look like? They kind of look like lamp posts that you would see in, like, a park.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just, kind of gives me chills. Like, what the heck?
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
It's a stretching sometimes, 30 miles across? Wow.
Yeah, 30 miles.
Wow. Insane.
These are neat phenomenon, man. Everything's getting crazy now, man. I don't know, man. Everything's just getting crazy. I don't know how else to explain it. There's a curfew in Santa Monica. Do you guys see this?
No.
A curfew in Santa Monica. Like, do you know what you have to pay to live in Santa Monica? And then they tell you you have a curfew?
Right.
I'm surprised these people...
GTA is after. That's the little GTA thing. Yeah, pretty cool.
I don't know, man. And then how about this? This takes it all. The Hollywood sign is moving to Las Vegas. Let's just all give up on life.
What?
Yeah, no. California just didn't. No. It can't be real. But I think it is. California declined to renew the land lease. Like, yeah, not important.
That's strange.
We get to save a few bucks.
I will say I'm not finding it really quickly. All I feel right, like well, that would be
fake.
Right.
Yeah.
I like how they even show you where it's going.
That could have been April Fool's.
It probably was.
Right.
No, usually, let me tell you something, man. Some of these things, even if they're not real, I just think it's hysterical how many people click on them and believe them.
Oh, right? The National Enquirer.
And most people are doing research.
When you go to the supermarket back in the day, you used to see the newspaper right there where you go to buy the cashier.
Right. People want things to be so sensationalized. Everyone else can be wrong. So this one, you know, this one fringe thing can be right. So this, we can admire this one thing. And it's like.
I enjoy the exaggeration, though. Like, here, all right, look at this one, you guys. This was for tomorrow night's show, but I'm going to give you a sneak peek, right? All right, now, what do you make of this? Tekashi69 claim... You know what, Phil, can you do the honors on this one?
Tekashi69 claims friend-turned-snitch planted parole-violating drugs guns.
Federal agent say Tekashi's freaking... Oh, shit.
So someone planted guns and drugs in this man's house and then called the police on him. Is that what happened, Skills?
I actually seen that happen to, well, there's a little news happening right now. This is a rapper in Puerto Rico called Anuel, and there's like a close friend of his that there's like a lot of pictures of them together. Supposedly he was put there to kill him. And it was like a whole thing like that. So, hey, you never know, especially when you're making a lot of money, you're making a lot of enemies. You never know who they put in your way to find out information about you. Or to, you know, we call that backdoor you.
Oh, screw this guy. So I didn't know this part. I mean, I don't know much about him. And I looked up, like, let me see what his criminal history is, because this is parole violating guns and drugs. What was the crime that he did to get on parole? I don't even think this is it. In 2015, was involved in a child sexual performance from where he pled guilty to a felony count of a use of a child in a sexual performance that was then used in a... later distributed video of the incident online as part of a music video.
Yeah, that's not the parole, though. The parole was he ended up getting a RICO charge with, like, the Blood Gang in New York, and he ended up ratting on that gang. So he's, like, the first, like, rapper, like, who really, like, turned, like, snitch on the stand and stuff like that.
So wait a minute. So this guy is bitching that his friend
snitched on him.
On him.
Yes.
I mean, so he has legal issues about
famous snitch.
A brawl at LAX. There was a robbery. He was involved in a robbery. He was involved in assault, another robbery, assault, and kidnap. Well, actually, no, he had a robbery, assault, and kidnapping against him. He was involved in at least 5 shooting incidents in 2018. Not just
they, so in five. So this is what happened, though. This is what really happened that really got him in jail. There was a shootout in the Barclay Center.
Yeah.
So something happened, and you know, as soon as that happened in the Barclay Center, you know, the feds are coming in. They're coming to get you. So that's exactly what happened. They swept him right up after that Brooklyn Barclay Center incident.
Can we get this man to perform at Harrah's ASAP as part of SPO? SPO. We're so happy to have him.
Yeah. So yeah,
we'll get him right up on Radiant. It'll be amazing. We're so happy to be part of Radiant, by the way. I had a chance to actually look through it. They have like the Mike Tyson podcast. They have a lot of really cool podcasts and stuff. A lot of good stuff.
No, also, it's exclusive to Radiant.
Yeah, and it's new too. Nice. A lot of like Radiant's new. It just started in like the last month. So for us to be a part of it and for them to welcome us with open arms like they have is so nice. And we're happy to be a part of it and to bring content, you know, they're not just letting us be a part of it. We're bringing our brand of pro wrestling, our hard hitting fun for all ages, pro wrestling, you know, and guys, you know, I've been talking on here for a while that we're going to try to open up a wrestling school. You know, I feel like my roots are never happy until they are planted deep in a wrestling school. And we are very close to making an announcement. So if anyone out there is interested in becoming a pro wrestler and you're serious about it, hit us up. DM me at Johnny Cashmere, KASHMERE on Instagram. We are also looking for a ring, a low boy. If anyone knows of any low boy rings for sale, please let me know, especially if they are in the region. I prefer a low boy. It'll make some things easier logistically. But yeah, so good stuff. And tomorrow night, guys, Big Rel, the battle rapper, skills, get your questions ready. Put some in the chamber right now. Get ready for this guy because I'm excited to hear what he has to say. And, you know, Tay Rock was just on the Wally Mania in Las Vegas. And I hear he was also on Netflix with Jeff Hardy. With Jeff Hardy and someone else, I believe. Can't think of who. At the moment.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and then also we're going to have Angel Metro tomorrow. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up this week because it's fight week. We're almost here, you guys. So this Sunday is the big event. If you can't be there, check it out on the Radiant app, Radiant TV. Have you guys checked out the Radiant app yet?
I have. And they also have some broadcast stations that share some of their content out. There's a Philly station.
Correct. And we're going to get our station on there so we can move this show and other podcasts onto there as well as we move into the future. So that's pretty exciting. So guys, let me ask you a question. Do you shower before you go to sleep or does it keep you awake if you shower before you go to sleep?
I do shower before I go to sleep.
Yeah, me too.
Keeps me awake. I'm a wake up and shower guy.
I do both. I know that sounds strange. I do both.
I'm not surprised. Backseats are like that. Last week it was Sheets. What was it? Sheets versus Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been raging like on like boards, like Facebook boards and stuff. The Sheets versus Wawa debate. So I was surprised how much feedback got from that.
Oh, you started it?
Wait a minute. Just stop. What is this, Todd? Just stop by to wish Phil Stamper happy 25th anniversary.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Backseat Boys, the brand, right. Todd Gordon. Wow, that's awesome that Todd's even here, man. I love Todd.
Yeah, me too.
And Todd actually has an anniversary or something coming up. He's got something coming up. He's about to hit a milestone age or something. But yeah, we'll have Todd on here eventually soon and definitely go read his book, Todd is God. What a great read. So, guys, thank you for being here with us. We're going to get going because it's almost 8 o'clock and everyone's got to go watch Raw.
It's 8 o'clock. Let's go.
We're going to watch Saturday. Tomorrow.
Oh, Sunday.
Check us out tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. That's Tuesday with Angel Metro.